Online editor Patrick Dolly takes life of a returning student to a much more personal level here on Campus News Hour. As many a returning student, campus life has its own set of dilemmas for those who are past their 20s.
Finals, finals, finals. My preparation for finals have kicked into overdrive this week. I'm really starting to feel the pinch. One thing remains on my mind as I prepare to finish out this semester. Sprint to the finish line. I keep telling myself to sprint with each assignment and each task. Through the sounds of toys, children, and Fat Albert cartoons, I try to knock out each thing that requires my attention. It's starting to feel less like life of the returning student and more like stressful life of the returning student. The last thing that I want to do is appear short with my family when they try to communicate with me. But it seems as if tasks that should take a matter of minutes take me a matter of hours and sometimes even days. I'm reminded of that bathing product commercial that says, "Calgon, take me away." Not that I feel that I'm in the least frustrated by the blessings in my life. I only wish that it were easier to balance it all. I've also been dealing with a disease called lupus. This is something that I recently learned that I have, and it makes everything all the more hard to endure. Lupus is an autoimmune deficiency disease where the lack of immune system that the body normally uses to fight against diseases and infection causes the body to, in essence, attack itself. Things like the common cold, to which the normal body may cause a few days of feeling under the weather, can lead me to being in the hospital. It's not something that I feel requires sympathy or even acknowledgement from my peers, but it is something that I have to remain mindful about, especially during finals when everything is stressful. One of the downsides of lupus is the extreme lack of energy, and given the fact that I'm a college student, energy is one thing that I need, and I need lots of. I am sure that the majority of people that come in contact with me have no idea that I have lupus, and it's possible that even fewer know what it is. I guess that my hope is that if even one person reads this column and can relate to my trials as a returning student, as a parent, or even as a person with lupus, I may be able to do what I always hope to do, which is to impact change. For Talent Marks Campus News Hour, this is online editor Patrick Dolly reporting.